stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A counterpoint alternative counter view of the Enbridge company and what they do. While I respect him totally, I want to be able to read this to you as it came to me from Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. And this is something that you have to understand comes from somebody who absolutely has done some research and looked into this. Randy, I beg to differ. I've yet to find a single propane company here in the UP that sources their propane from Enbridge's Line 5 or even from Enbridge's company. Enbridge continues to use scare tactics, indicating that we depend on Line 5 for energy in Michigan. That is not true. We are being taken advantage of once again by a Canadian company. Let's not forget something. Michigan has accepted Canada's garbage in Lower Michigan for a much lower fee that they pay. Canada has and continues to play us for fools. We continue to pollute our own land with Canadian garbage. The risk of Line 5 polluting our Great Lakes is too great. However, they could build a pipeline that goes around Michigan and ends in Sarnia, completely running the pipeline through Canada, their own country. They don't want to risk their own environment at the expense of ours. I'm tired of Canada using the United States. Additionally, he goes on to say, we ran out of fuel here in Sault Ste. Marie recently during the ice storms because tankers couldn't cross the bridge. Where was the Enbridge gas then? Okay, duly noted. Let me respond. Their gas that goes down to Sarnia that gets refined, because we don't have refineries of that capacity in Michigan. We haven't built a refinery in the state in decades, gets shipped back into mid and lower Michigan. That's why you'll find Royal Oak, Michigan has cheaper gas prices than Traverse City. I filled up the Yukon in the Jeep this week at the Traverse City Costco using my Costco Visa card with a 5% cashback discount. I got gas for $2.56 a gallon. Costco and Sam's Club are using a loss leader pricing on their gasoline for $2.69. If you use a Costco Visa card to buy it, you get 5% cash back. 13 cents a gallon, $2.56 a gallon. On the way to Costco, we passed many gas stations in Traverse City that were at $3.29, not $2.69. 60 cents a gallon higher. Why? Because Blarney Castle has a monopoly on fuel in northern Michigan. They provide it to the UP. It's not Enbridge Gas. That only goes to St. John's, Lansing, and southeastern Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. My Tri-Gas propane company told me the propane that they deliver is part of the overall propane supplies that all companies access. So, I appreciate it. Respect you. Different perspective. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
During retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. I just been notified of an event that I'd like to share with you guys. I have a text message that I can forward to you. Comes from an event that is being hosted by the Ogama County Republican Committee. It's going to be an election integrity event good patriot, brother, friend of ours. You've heard him on this show many times, Patrick Kobach. He'll have copies of his book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened and What to Do About It. He'll be able to autograph those books for you. He's going to be joined by another friend that I know, just recently got to meet him, Tim Vetter. He is a IT computer geek, data analyst, computer engineer. He's going to be there, as well as another gentleman. I have not met him, but I've seen videos of him, Fanny Matravati. He's been working with Mike Lindell and many others on election integrity. Well, they are, Agama County Republicans are hosting an event, Taco Luncheon for People Who Vote. They're asking for a $25 donation to attend the event. It's going to be held on Saturday, May 3rd, from noon to 4 p.m. All of the delegates of the Agama County Republican Party will be there, along with local members of their party. It's going to be held at the Knights of Columbus Hall, post number 2022-601 Columbus Drive in West Branch. If you're coming off of I-75, you can come in from the north at exit 215 or from the south, exit 212. South of M-55, east off of M-30. All you got to do is put 601 Columbus Drive, West Branch, in your GPS, and it'll take you right to the Knights of Columbus Hall. They're going to provide lunch. They're going to do somewhat of a Mexican theme, tacos, nachos, enchiladas, taco salad. They'll have fruit punch, iced tea, coffee, water, and desserts. $25 for a nice lunch, and you're going to be able to hear these three experts talk about election integrity. So if you'd like this flyer, let's go with EI. Election Integrity. I'll store this in my folder under EI, Election Integrity. You text me EI, the text message will come back to you. And you'll be able to have all the information. You can register for tickets. The $25 tickets can be bought online. All you have to do is go to their website, agamarepublicans.com. Agama, O-G-E. M-A-W, Republicans, plural, .com. If you have any questions or you want to register over the phone, you can give the chairman, Christine Detroyer, a phone call or a text message. Her number is 989-329-3422. I'm going to put this on my calendar. I'm going to see if I can make it down to West Branch there on Saturday, May 3rd, to be part of it. I'm going to ask Christine if she needs help with speakers and sound system. We'll reach out to her and see if she needs help with that. Captain Jeff has a counterpoint. Just want to make sure. Well, this is getting a little long. Thanks for sharing my opinion. For the record, I don't consider myself a tree hugger, but do very much care about our environment, especially the Great Lakes. I agree with you. If Attorney General Dana Nessel and Governor Gretchen Whitmer had not fought this tunnel project, it would have been done a year ago. Irregardless of whether or not it needs to go through Michigan, I respect that, Jeff. I get it. But one of the things that we have got to make sure is that we have as much energy into the system. A perfect example is the electric grid. I know friends that have put up solar panels and actually provide electricity to the electric grid. They use it for their own home, but any excess electricity, they actually have the capability to backfeed to the electric grid through their energy co-op. It's all part of a system. Supply is supply. If you keep the supply up of propane, if you can't keep the supply up of refined gasoline, prices come down. When that supply is reduced, prices go up. It's very simple, the law of supply and demand. How you do it, how you get it into the system, frankly, my dear, I really don't give a dang. I just want that propane in the system. I want that gasoline in the system. Now, obviously, Enbridge found that it would be much cheaper for them to take a shortcut, run it through the UP, through the Straits of Mackinac, down to Sarnia via that pipeline. Jeff, this was a treaty that was done between Canada and the United States back in 1975. It was a year after I graduated high school. You're not going to fight the fight and try to force Enbridge into the expense of building that pipeline around Michigan. It's just not going to happen. Jeff goes on. Those that live on the fear of the possibility of any kind of leak, not the way I choose to live, I get it. But regarding the idea that Line 5 project will provide lots of jobs, when Enbridge was conducting core samples in the Straits for the tunnel, they employed 3 ships over a span of many months. Every one of them was British registered vessels. Canada looks out for Canada. Americans need to do the same. Just look at how they're responding to Trump's tariffs. Don't disagree with you. I understand. I don't even know if Michigan had the vessels to be able to do those core samples. I don't know. Frankly, again, I don't care. I'm looking at the overall supplies. That's all I'm looking at. I want as much propane dumped into the supply as possible. I want as much gasoline dumped into the system as possible. Because I know for a fact, when you have that much supply, prices will drop. I'm sick and tired of seeing gasoline and diesel north of $3. There's absolutely no reason for it. Those gas stations in Traverse City that are 329 are controlled by Blarney Castle. Blarney Castle has a monopoly on gas stations, I believe, not only in Traverse City, but they have them in Antrim County, they have them in Sheboygan, they have them in Otsego. I think Blarney Castle Oil is basically running a monopoly of our gasoline and diesel supplies here in northern Michigan. Blarney Castle, if you don't like what I'm saying on this microphone, prove me wrong. Come on this show and explain how every single gas station in Traverse City has $3.29 a gallon for unleaded. Every one. Except for Costco and Sam's Club, which are selling their gasoline at 60 cents a gallon cheaper. Well, I don't know if I was totally responsible for it, but a couple of months ago, I went into the Costco, which I'm a member, and I talked to a manager. And I said, why don't you guys reduce your gas prices and use it as a loss leader? He's like, what do you know about loss leaders? I said, I used to be in retail when I was in high school. I worked at the Ace Hardware in Shelby Township, Michigan at 23 Mile Road and Shelby Road. I was in charge of the automotive section. I was in charge of putting oil and brake fluid on the shelves with a price sticker gun before we had scanners. We used to run specials every single week in the local newspapers, mailers, giving something away basically free to get people into the store. I went out in the parking lot and put free wiper blades on cars to get them to come into the store to buy all their other goods. Drop the price of gasoline. People will come here to buy their gas. Once they're here, they'll come in, become a member, and buy your products. Well, a month or so later, every single day since I went in and talked to that manager, they've been at $2.69 a gallon. Costco started it. Sam's Club mimic it. Now they are the only two selling it at $2.69. Shell gas station. Every single Marathon. I don't care what gas station you go to in Traverse City, they range between $3.19 and $3.29. And who provides their gas? Blarney Castle. Sheboygan, same thing. There's a little bit of competition going on in Gaylord, but Blarney Castle is a major player. Johnson Propane Gas, their gas stations. It's amazing to me how price fixing occurs immediately. And when the prices go up, they go up quick. And they're very slow to come down. Well, basically, in Traverse City, Costco and Sam's Club is causing a gas war. We'll see how quickly these other gas stations start lowering their prices in order to compete. And that's, Jeff, all I'm talking about. Supply and demand and competition. It's exactly what needs to happen in our education system. I talked to Craig Mauger, the little communist news reporter from the Detroit News yesterday. He sent me a story we're going to talk about in the next half hour. You heard it on Michigan Talk Network, top and the bottom of the hour news. Class sizes. All of a sudden, now they're realizing, on average in these public schools, 25 to 30 kids in kindergarten classes. The teachers are having a hard time teaching that many kids. Now the legislators are looking at this problem and they want to talk about reducing class sizes. Kind of an interesting development. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about deportations. We're going to talk about the AG's office lowering their budget with the Republican control of the House. Oh, this is going to get good, people. Matt Hall taking on Dana Nessel in the upcoming budget. Very, very interesting. She even responded to one of his little quips that he made on social media. House Judiciary Committee and Speaker Matt Hall going after Attorney General Dana Nessel's Attorney General's budget. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real